everybody. Are you full from your turkey day this week? What an amazing week to be grateful, to be thankful, to join families together as one, and rejoice in all the things that matter to us most and what brings us beautiful joy and enlightenment in our lives. And we're glad that you're listening to us today and sharing in that experience as well. We have a beautiful show lined up for you. And we want you to sit back, maybe get out a drum, something that makes you move, something that's sacred to you, or just get into a comfortable position and listen in. Before we get into our great show today on drumming, I'm happy to have Natural Awakenings of New Mexico back with us, sponsoring the Positive News segment. And Andrea from Natural Awakenings, she's the publisher, have really brought forward such a conscious magazine in our state. It really is the go-to magazine for conscious awakening, all the great practitioners that are local, as well as those coming through town to share their gifts with us. And we're happy to share some of their advertisers and people and events and organizations that are conscious related to them. So here we go. Let's talk about some of them. First off, the Animal Protection of New Mexico, APNM, a 36-year-old nonprofit animal advocacy organization, offers a unique program to help both people and animals affected by domestic violence. In a partnership with the New Mexico Coalition Against Domestic Violence, NMCADV, APNM's companion animal rescue effort, CARE, is expanding their network of foster homes, including both individuals and boarding facilities, to provide safe temporary housing for up to 30, 60, or 90 days for survivors' animals. I'm really thrilled to be actually talking about them because it actually leads into what we are going to be doing, and soon enough you probably saw on our Facebook page and on ZetaGlobalRadio.com, we will now be having Radio Nonprofit hitting the Zeta Global Radio airwaves soon. And just organizations just like this, we will be bringing a voice for them to share what they do, allow other people to understand what is happening out in the community, and provide opportunities for others who want to share or donate or get involved. So we're very excited about that. But to become a CARE foster provider or for assistance, you can contact them directly at 1-844-323-2273 or CARE, C-A-R-E, at APNM.org. You can absolutely make a tax-deductible contribution at apnm.org/care. Incredible organization. The animals are so important. They're affected by energies in the home as well as humans. So check them out. We also have a business called Eco Botanica. Eco Botanica was co-founded by Guru Dash and Khalsa Wilson and Peter G. Wilson. Eco Botanica products are organic, artisanal, and fair trade. Their quote says, "We put our consciousness into everything we do. The ingredients would be the best we can find, with an emphasis on organic and fair traded raw materials." And their products are inspired by Ayurvedic principles. Love it. Receive 20% off rose cream and gold cream when you mention Natural Awakenings. For more information and to purchase, you can call 505-852-3839. And if you're somewhere else in the world and not locally, you could also visit them online at ecobotanica.com. And we're very proud to be partnered with Natural Awakenings because they have the same ethical advertising philosophies as Zeta Global Radio does, is really getting a sense of the advertisers. And that's really important for us, is that we share consciousness, we share responsibility, and really want to bring forward all the best for you. In fact, we're going to be having online, you can check it out over the next couple days, a Zeta Global Radio Recommends, and that'll be just a few different websites and organizations that truly are wonderful opportunities to share gifts with the loved ones you have over the holiday season. And of course, we'll be talking about some of the gifts on that listing as well as over the next couple weeks, which would include our favorites, which will be the holiday release of Florida Mayo's Nurturing Prayer for Humanity CD, which is curated by ZJR's own Howard Walkin, And we'll be excited about that. In fact, on 12/12, you'll see a complete behind-the-scenes making of CD featuring Grandmother Florida Maya right here, along with Nick Johnson, who's on our show today, as well as Howard Wolkin in the studio, Belinda and Naomi, who will be here, and Kashiana, sort of everybody related to the making of that CD. So that will be an incredible gift, and you can, and I'm excited because yours truly was on the album as well, doing my singing bowls. So very, very exciting. Also, Cade, who is with us from Cindercone Records, our conscious hip-hop artist, will be also on that list of best gifts to buy for the holiday season. We are going to take a break and get right back to that moment of energy where we can all sit back and receive the sound of the beat. Welcome, everybody, to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Walken, and absolutely thrilled to be gathered here live at the Lab Recording Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with some pretty incredible sacred beings here to share story and to share thought and music and prose all about the sacred drum and how we use it for ceremony, to expand us, enlighten us, and unfold whatever moves us in all ways. We have three incredible guests. We have sacred medicine woman, shaman, life coach, beautiful being, Akashiana, who will open up the platform in this beautiful sacred container with a prayer, and then we'll bring into the fold Nick Johnson and Stuart Warren. Akashiana, thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be back here with you and to share the sacred moment in time. And with beloved brothers and sisters, that we are all here now to bring this light through us, you know, the us, the unity of us. So I just wanted to offer a little prayer that was coming to me as I was opening the altar space. And so I'm delighted to be in this amazing studio with these sacred beings sharing the light that we are, we all are. And thank you, Creator, Father, Mother, that dwells within each and every one of us and connects each and every one of us. We thank you for the sacred time together to bless each and every one of us. And so I am delighted to be here with my brothers and sisters in this holy way that we were remembering the heartbeat of the mother. Sometimes it's the rapid heartbeat, the deer that has just been stunned and then ran, startled. So we are grateful to connect in this holy way, in this balance of masculine, feminine, in the four directions, with the all the elements present, the water, fire, the air, and the earth. And we are grateful that this is the time now that each and every one of us are joining together in unity, in the balance and integration of our divine and holiest selves now. 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 Thank you for listening there in the Zeta global world. Thank you for being present and awake and open to receive what is the gift now. Always now. And I'm grateful to be here with us, you know, at this time that is so, so beautiful and sacred, and I get to be here with my beloved sister, Savante, Lainey, Woken. And her beloved man god, Howard Woken. And my brothers here that I adore, that I haven't seen for such a long time. You, my brother. And you, my brother. That I can share this holy space in the balance of the feminine and the masculine from the four directions. And I sit in that seat of the south, and I am grateful to all. Oh, amen. Oh.
Beautiful. Oh, so it is. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. As you are hearing, this is quite a sacred moment, and I want to also invite you to visit this experience that we're having inside the studio on our Zeta Continuum YouTube, because we are fortunate to have Jeremy Sherrod here with us, part of the Global Zeta Global Center Cone family, who is filming our journey today into the sacred beat. So you get to see and feel and embody what we are experiencing in the studio. So thank you, Jeremy. I'd like to take this moment now to introduce Nick Johnson, also part of our family, and is an amazing being. When he told me he plays drums during yoga sessions, I just lit up. But also he has his own radio show and a lot to share and be part of this. So, Nick, I just wanted to welcome you here to the show and talk a little bit about all the amazing things that you are, who you are, what you do. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the nice introduction. And it's great to be here. Just to explain our surroundings here, we're in a beautiful live room in the lab studios. Howard's in the next room running the sound. And we are all on the nice ground here, surrounded by very symbolic figures, in this nice rug that we have, and lots of tools that can help guide us through our rhythmic journey that we're going to have today. And so I just wanted to paint you a little picture of what we have going on. We're almost in a diamond shape, sitting, and so I'm Nick Johnson, and I run Tap to Music Podcast, where I dive into the artist process to music with artists all around the world in multi-genres to help you gain in perspective when you go to create music. And I also drum at Blissful Spirits Yoga Studio. It's a hot yoga studio here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Every Sunday at Sacred Music, that's the class name, at 6 o'clock. And the instructor there is Denise Gonzalez. Such a wonderful human being that really cherishes the time that she can spend with all her fellow yogis in practice. And ever since I met her and she invited me to drum at the yoga class that she has, it's been a real nice journey, because I've never experienced the power of the drum and rhythm and how it can influence the voice and the body during a time of yoga practice. Mm. And what we do there is she has music that she already started to play before I came in. And so I accompanied her regular program. And so she plays music in the background and I accompany the music. And it's really turned into a big transformation from start to present. And the biggest form that I've seen is the way that I interact with her during the class.
Beautiful. So we'll talk more about that in the next segment. I just want to move into introducing Stuart Warren. I love his title, and you probably saw this in the promotional information, that he is a poet and a evocateur. I love the name. So maybe we can touch on the world of Stuart Warren, and thank you so much for joining us here today.
Sure, just briefly, Lainey, thanks so much for inviting me and putting all this together, you and Howard both. One of the things that I appreciate about your work as I'm getting to know you is how you create sacred community and facilitate that. And for me, the word evocateur speaks to that as well. In other words, I'm a troublemaker. I'm an instigator. Mm-hmm. And that I've had that role all my life. I've always been a bit of a heoka, or quite a bit, actually. And once I learned how to stay out of jail, and you know, and just kind of walk in the world without making too much of that kind of trouble, what I found was is that that energy that I have to be an instigator, if you will, or somebody that can initiate things and get some things rolling, could be put toward a good use, can be used in a good way. And it's interesting for me to be sitting in the East in this circle, because most of the time is my as my teacher, the one who gave me my name that I walk with, said, Stuart, you're very much about the West and very much about the thunder and so forth, and that kind of energy. So so hopefully today maybe I'll just kind of chill a bit, and I want to be here as just a good audience. We were joking earlier with Nick and saying, yeah, I'm just going to be here like making funny faces at you, man, and like, you know, maybe asking some questions, and I'll jump in on some percussion too. So anyway, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and I think you sitting in the East, and normally the West is all about the balance, and I think that's so much about how drum and the beat incorporates into our sacred balance when we're using in ceremony. So it's actually apropos and perfect. I think we're going to take a break right now and take a moment to have all of you settle into wherever you are listening to this wonderful show. Maybe light a candle, get comfortable on the floor, ground your feet into Mother Earth. And if you even have instruments that bring forward that sacred beat within yourself, have them out, or just sit back and curl up and listen to what we have to share with you today. We are Zeta Global Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvedrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also massage therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Nob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Welcome back to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio, and we are here having this incredible community inside the lab recording studios and out to the world. To all of you who listen to this great show, wherever you are on this planet, thank you for tuning in to us today. We're so grateful that you are sharing in this cosmic experience. So we were introducing our beloved guest today, and we started off the show with Akashiana and her sacred prayer. And I wanted to go back and share a little bit more about the work that you do, Akashiana, and how you incorporate the sacred drum in the beat into your practice.
Thank you, Savante. I really believe that we are all one, and the drum is such a unifying force. So it's I'm not a drummer, so I'm kind of feeling like, wow, I get to hold this bison drum and make relations with this beautiful being in the spirit of the drum. But I use it as a toning. When I work with people in the holy way with the hands-on healing, and we work with this way of toning into the body, so I hear the tone through my both ears, my physical ears, and then I may, sometimes it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then I can help raise the vibration within the being just by being able to experience it in my body like that. So it's a healing tool for the work that I do.
So do you feel that it's a tool for expansion and opening up the chakras and kind of digging in a little bit deeper, because it has that rooted sound and frequency? Is that how you utilize it?
Yes.
Just explain it a little bit further.
Because the spectrum of the vibration of the drum, my brothers can show, help me with this.
Yeah.
Get your drums and play a little bit with me. It's like, what, you know, what's in the body, the liver? Oh, you know, so you hear the sounds and tones, and so this drum identifies it, and then we illuminate it, and we look at it and see the illusion of it, and then we go, whew, whew.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful tool of, you know, our spirit animal.
Yeah.
Brothers.
Beautiful.
And sisters. It's a reminder, too. So
yes,
I'm just so
wonderful.
Grateful to be hugging this being here.
Yeah.
And just being here.
How about you, Nick? How are, when you're in a session or doing your sacred yoga combo, I mean, what are you intending when the music comes in? Like, how is the collaboration met?
Well, it's nice because Denise, the yoga instructor, really makes it easy for me to set that intention that you're talking about. She gives the whole class as a whole an opportunity to set their intention, and we sit there and go through 7 very cleansing breaths with essential oils. And so I partake in that as well. And I usually sit in the corner of the room, and for some reason, my intention usually ends up being clarity. And that word just really helps me when it comes to the drums. I want to almost speak with my drums in a clear fashion to the crowd of people. And so it really comes down to almost jiving with the instructor, being really open to my surroundings and what is happening in any given moment, and being really cognizant of my surroundings. So that helps me gauge what I need to play on the drum. You know, if I recognize that the people around me are doing a very confrontational pose that might be pretty difficult, then I kind of compliment the intensity of what they're doing.
So can you give us an example of that? Because I feel as you're speaking, just like in a regular music band, that the drum, I mean, all the band members focus on getting on track with the drum. Mm-hmm. So it parallels getting on track with your body. So I would think that you are the guiding force to keep their rhythm sort of, you know, moving things along.
Right. So there's a couple different ways to go about it. If I want to increase the intensity, I add more bass tones to the drum. So I have two drums, one sitting on my lap, which is the slap top cajon, and one to my left, which is the djembe.
Okay. I didn't know what that was. I was like, what is that? It's so cool to see so many different variations.
So the one on my lap sounds like this when I hit the bass tone.
Ooh,
Pretty warm bass tone, but then you hit the one to my left, which is the djembe, and it's much deeper.
Oh, wow.
And together. So you can gauge how much intensity you want. This is most intense. This is a little lighter.
Yeah.
It's a higher tone.
Sure.
This is, by itself, pretty deep, you know? And so there's many ways of going about crafting the rhythms with these two drums. You have the tones on the edge of each drum. This is the djembe tone on the edge. And then the tone on the cajon. Also have snares on the left and right side. So you can. Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like. It's so it's so moving for me to hear that because I can go thinking about, I don't know how many lives, but it takes me to such a depth when I hear that. Because immediately I was like, ooh, you know, it really, to move that around in your body and then also to be able to work with that to control emotions, to control spiritual expansion. I mean, it's really extremely powerful. I was thinking about Stuart off air when we were just getting started, who is a poet, and you were starting to play around with some of the instruments here, and I said, wow, just imagine that behind your poetry. So if you're okay with that, and we still have time in this segment, are you open to reading a little poetry and seeing what comes forward with the rest of the musicians in the room to just support you?
Absolutely.
We'll be your little band.
Sure, we could do that.
Okay, great. So, ladies and gentlemen, Stuart Warren. He is also the author, I should tell you, of 21 books on poetry. And there is a rhythm to words. There is a rhythm to beat. And it's all incorporated here today on Zeta Global Radio. Stuart Warren, take it away.
You know, I'm just going to kind of head off into something. And Nick and Kashiana, just, you know, whatever you feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is titled, I Am Prepared. I am prepared by the slow pull of fast talkers, by poverty and the repetition of acid rain. I am prepared by the accountant and medical examiner. I am prepared in the gauze and bubble wrap of dumbed-down newscasting, in the asphalt libraries and smoky casinos of this hard town. I am prepared to die. I am prepared by the onslaught of ownership and the overload of naming and meaning. I am prepared by removing my name. I am prepared by darkness. I am prepared by a circle of men singing underground, by the curve of her that defies the straight line and the metaphor mind. I am prepared by snow. I am prepared by the voyagers with new DNA, by memory and longing. I am prepared by the ceaseless sea. I am prepared by fasting, by the morning of my wedding. I am prepared by the sight of the road. I am prepared to lead again. I am prepared for another star. I am prepared by the smell of flowers after each round of dancing. I am prepared by the dew between your thighs. But first, the welcome of your soft words. I am prepared by the butterfly teasing of us. I am prepared to fly.
Beautiful. We'll be right back on Zeta Global Radio.
Hi, I'm psychic medium Candace Thomas, and on Sunday, December 6th, I'll be hosting an event in Albuquerque to allow you to connect with your loved ones in spirit. The afterlife is real. Your loved ones in heaven can see you, are with you, and want to support you the best way they can. You receive signs and messages from them on a regular basis, though you may not recognize it. So join me at this special event where I will deliver those healing messages from your loved ones in spirit in a group setting. And before we close during our event, I'm also going to show everyone who attends how to connect with their loved ones in spirit and take them through an actual exercise where you can connect with your beloved animals, friends, and loved ones on the other side and receive the healing messages and grace. Join us from 1 to 3 on Sunday, December 6th. In Albuquerque, the cost to attend is $30, and more information is available at www.candacethomasintuitive.com.
Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster.
So I used to have three. I had this trinity of bowls, and I was counseled on them from an amazing woman. Most people know her, and her name is Ashana, and she goes all over the world and performs concerts, and she has about 40 bowls when she does these concerts all over the world, and I met up with her years ago, and they almost become a being, and they had their own energy, and we kind of birthed a trio together of which ones were all to resonate in harmony, and I was the caretaker. And one has transitioned in a very beautiful way. And so these two that remain are really sacred. This one is a kyanite rose, and for those of you who work with crystals and all that, it's kyanite is such a cleanser, a clearing. It's sort of a mighty energy to release adverse, malevolent, negative energies. And so the kyanite is so great when you hit it and it's fused with the rose crystal. So it's like it releases, it's like clearing the space. And then the rose, that sacred heart energy, comes in and fills it in. So it becomes very whole and balanced and yin yang. So I really, really love, this is my baby bowl, big mama bowl. And I actually have forgotten so much what the imperial topaz, and if someone wants to write on our Facebook page what it is, but I believe this one, and I had my other one was a sunstone, and one was for expansion and abundance, and the other one was also for clearing and allowing a better connection to spirit. So I think all of them together are mystical. I mean, a lot of people work with the bowls that are just the white crystal bowls, and you know, these are the souped up versions, and this one's a sea, the Imperial Topaz. So I love to incorporate them wherever, and they're amazing for clearing spaces. I know drums do that too, where they can go in and clear spaces, heal, and a lot of people work with this medically on healing too. So I'm glad to be part of it and share this with you. So, Stuart, as we were saying, let's keep going here. This is our bonus section. This is our bonus round.
Absolutely. And I invite everyone that's listening to bring your vibration, bring your particular signature to this moment, and in your own way add that.
Beautiful.
From here I stand. I must speak for myself on these matters. I have no armies standing behind me on the banks of this river. Bullets and words whiz every which way. I say for myself what I see. I say for myself where I go. The blue coats, the red coats, the gray coats, the green, my family with feathers in their hair. I am on the side of deer, bedded down beside the water. I am on the side of all that must migrate. I am on the side of a hill that will heave again with red hot sun. I eat what I kill. Show me your long knife, and I will show my taste for you. Be your friend if friendship calls for religion, the religion of woe is me, the religion of us and them, the religion of zombie conquest. I have stood in the circle and I have walked away. I have circled the world and I stand where I stand. Brothers and sisters, I will call you, not because we have the same handshake or credit card, not because I am in need of your tattoo or vote, but because all that bleeds will wake, and all that wakes is one. I am on the side of deer in tall grass. Can you not see that we are dancing?
Hi, I'm Dr. Carla Garcia, head of the Thermography Center with two locations in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Dallas, Texas. We've been in business supporting women's health for over 16 years. We use an FDA-registered Class 1 medical camera, which allows us to perform both breast and full-body screenings. There's no radiation, no painful compression, and it's safe for implants and works well for dense breast tissue. We're offering a special 10% discount now for ZGR listeners through the end of 2015 on either the breast or full-body screenings. Please visit DallasFortWorthThermography.com or thermographynm.com, or you can call our offices at 469-249-0065 in the Dallas area, 505-271-6608 in New Mexico. I look forward to meeting you.
It's a perfect time to give yourself or someone you love the gift of health. Trisha Wilson with Trinity Massage and Healing, a specialist in deep tissue, is now offering ZGR listeners 80 minutes for the price of 60 with your first experience in clearing those hidden blocks in the body. Taking appointments in Albuquerque, New Mexico and Denver, Colorado. Call or text now at 757-576-6565 and get ready to melt the pain away. That's 757-576-6565. This is Lainey Savante-Wolkin, your host of ZGR, and I've been an absolutely grateful client of Trisha's for many years. Book with her and mention ZGR and see exactly what I mean. She's quite the goddess. We are listening to Zeta Global Radio in a very galactic, cosmic, metaphysical, expanded experience if you just tuned in to all the sacred beings that are here today on Zeta Global Radio. We were just listening to Stuart Warren and his poetry. And Stuart, let us share what you were just mentioning off air because it was so beautiful.
We're talking about vibration, of course, and the intelligence that's contained within vibration, the wisdom. We can reach our hand into the air and there is wisdom here. Everywhere, every when. And so when we align ourselves and come into accord with a particular pattern, a particular rhythm, then we're contacting the energy and the intelligence of that rhythm and of that life force and pattern. So there is a tremendous amount of wisdom in Nick's drumming. I can feel it and sense it in various places in my body, various places in my mind. Most of it goes on, though, without the rational mind being engaged. It's striking us at another level, constantly informing the mind, body, personality, organism, reviving it and giving it the signal for what the next iteration of life is that wants to come through and express itself.
Did you get all that, everybody out there? Wow. Thank you for that, Stuart. So how was it for you two, Nick and Akashiana, just to just be in that present moment? I mean, really, I talk a lot with Howard about presencing. It's my word. And how to presence the love and the validity and the sanctity and the sovereignty of being so present. And what creates out of that is, like you said, the greatest knowledge comes from now. And to see what evolved was so beautiful. And I invite everybody who was listening to share on our Facebook page what you thought of that experience, because I thought it was quite wonderful, and we'll probably do some more.
For me, Savante, I felt the energy through my body, through my chakras. There was this infinite aspect of moving the breath through the body and allowing this connection at the heart to be reunited, that balance of the masculine feminine. And so when Stuart was reading this exquisite poetry, and we get to hear this in this expanded space, and my brother here, Nick, was, you know, bringing in that soulful beat, and it went way into the liver. You know, I was able to assist in that cosmic transfusion of energy at that point, at that lowest point, through that balance. And this held the masculine and feminine, so I was just transmitting that to all of us through the being that I am, you know. And it's very simple. I'm not a drummer. I'm a toner. Mm. So, but I wanted to be with the bison drum, this energy.
Well, what's really nice is that you can, you don't have to be, and I think you could attest to this too, Nick, you don't have to be a musician to play the drum. Like, especially I have a cajon, and I certainly don't know what I'm doing. All I know is that I just feel into it. It's so natural. It's like our own, the rhythm of it. What you did hear also in that last moment was crystal singing bowls, which I love to play and have loved them for so long. And I have a couple here that are some beautiful alchemy bowls. And I just think they also just really get in, and they're beautiful for clearing energies as well and incorporating and filling in gaps to where the other beats go. So I'm glad I can share in that too with everybody. Any thoughts there, Nick?
I'd love to add on the topic of you don't have to be a drummer to play a drum. If you really think about it, we're all drummers in our own body. Mm. Nice. We have a heartbeat. Nice. We have our own internal rhythm. Mm-hmm. The way we walk, each of us walk with our own rhythm. And I urge you, the next time that you're on a walk, focus on the rhythm of your steps. And maybe you can fill in other rhythms in your head in the gaps of your steps. Mm-hmm. And that's a great practice, to get in touch with your own internal rhythm. And so that really attests to the natural side of drumming. Mm-hmm. Because I haven't been drumming very long myself. And one of the biggest things that have helped me drum and stay on rhythm is you really can't think about what you're playing. Mm. You have to get into this open state of mind to where you're almost channeling, but you're consciously doing it. And once you start to think about it, you can freeze up or miss a note, and then you have to kind of get back on track. But it's just that openness of taking in your surroundings and just trying to fit in. You know, there's always a groove wherever you're at. So if you can find that, fit in, and then not try to impress anyone while you're in there. Just fit in and exist in wherever you're at.
Mm, well said. I'd love to hear, although he didn't know I was going to ask him to come on the radio, but Jeremy's in the room shooting all of us, and I just wondered what your thoughts were and what's coming up for you or being in this space with all of us.
Thank you, Lainey. You know, the amazing part about sound itself and frequency is that a lot of people forget the fact that frequency and sound can manipulate molecules. And so, like, mandalas, all mandalas are sacred geometry of a sound wave hitting a bunch of molecules and creating a design. So therefore, the drumming, the natural beat of our hearts, the vibration of our bodies, like, you know, nice. Knowing mandalas and knowing that kind of, like, that frequency, it's like, it's choking me up even talking about it, because it's intense, you know. I could feel it.
Yes.
You can totally feel the vibration when Stuart was saying his poem and almost singing his poem, because he had melodics with it too.
Yeah.
You know, those words entered me in a different way because of the drums. Wow. Because my mandala chakras were...
Excellent. Well, how about we do another one just to see what else unfolds?
Absolutely. You know, I would say this, if I may, about community drumming. A lot of times I've been in drumming circles, and people come to the circle going, oh boy, now we're going to be spiritual and holy and get high together. And a lot of times that happens, but just as many times it doesn't. And why is that? You know, my teacher would say, Stuart, you know, 60% of playing music is listening. Mm. And I'm like, oh, really? I mean, that's so un-American. I want to grab my drum and just get out there and rock and roll. Everybody wants to be a rock and roll star in the circle. And yet what we learn from other cultures, particularly the Africans, but other cultures, is this business of working together, listening to everyone in the circle, knowing how your part fits in with the other parts. And so for a lot of people, it's going back to kindergarten and getting some real basics on how to be social, be in community with one another, and take turns leading, doing a lot of listening as well as playing. Anyway, I would like to do another poem. We'll see what happens.
Okay. That's right in front of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Akashana was talking about toning, and she and I were talking yesterday about doing some things with spoken word and echoing some lines, repeating some words, doing this kind of thing, and also some toning. So I'm going to leave some space in here, you know, and we'll just see what happens. Some singing bowl might enter, and we just don't know. And anyone is welcome here as well.
How about I start off with a little bit of the bowl, and then you fade into your poetry.
Wonderful.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Remain the wind. Reveal the earth, its fallible flowering. Steer our family on a course of thriving. Relieve their toys of war. Replace revenge with water. Remain the birds. Remain the birds. Remain the dirt paths with hello in a thousand tongues. Remain the wind to inform our spinning, to carry the word village to village. Remain the word, remain the spinning. Forgive the last fearful grabbing. The naked shelters, banking, hoarding, monuments. The only thing pressing our skin is the wind. Its frontier between us. Remain the wind, remain the giving. The ones who refuse to see are the ones who need to be seen. See them here. See how the children step up after a kind word. Remain the children. Remain the children. The seagull has carried us aloft to the cliff. The rain across the plains. The buffalo in her breath. The wind one shore to another. The music of it all. Remain the music. Remain the word. All that has been done is recorded in layers of the wind. We bow our heads to drink in this stream. The breeze across the water remains. Remain the birds. Remain the wind. Remain the water. Remain the word. Thank you. word.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here today and sharing in your mystical gifts. We can go on and on for hours in this beautiful container, and I invite you who are listening out there, all of you, to take that time and even go back and listen to this archive and experience this over and over and rejoice in the power of the beat in the sacred ceremony that lies within our heart. I'm Lainey Savante-Wolkin. Thank you, Kashiana. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Stuart. We wish you a blessed and beautiful rest of your weekend.
Oh,
thank you.
You're so sacred. Oh, yeah.